Scott McPherson provides a snapshot of the choir's October 20th performance at the Oblate School of Theology's Immaculate Conception Chapel.
And we feature a wide range of music from early Baroque music of Sweelinck with a Bach motet through Mahler, an Estonian composer of note. We go on to music of Britten and Holst, and we close with some wonderful spiritual arrangements by Moses Hogan.
Now, you say one of the selections of the October 20th performance will leave listeners breathless. What does that mean?
There are certain pieces on our programs now and then that just sort of like when the piece is over, you go, oh my goodness, I can't even breathe. That was so beautiful.
Well, it kind of begs the question, what is the result of really well done choral music? In the best sense of the word, does it leave listeners intoxicated?
That's a beautiful way to put it. When choral music or vocal music of any form is done correctly, there's something mesmerizing about it and can grip the listener in a way that other music doesn't.
Your chance to be mesmerized is this Sunday at 3. For more on the choir's October appearance and the rest of its schedule, go to tpr.org. For Texas Public Radio News, this is Jack Morgan.